Hello, beautiful listeners of the world. This is Emily, aka Pinky, and Peppy is downstairs. Welcome to another episode of What I'm Looking At, the podcast about what I am looking at. This podcast, if you're new, is a podcast about looking at something and noticing the different aspects and characteristics of that thing or view, and appreciating the work that went in to creating it, thinking about it, and also just taking a relaxing mind break by focusing on one single solitary thing or view or whatever we choose to today. Sometimes I like to imagine that we choose the thing to look at together. I imagine all of my listeners behind me in a crowd, and I hold something up and everyone goes, "Yeah, that one. Or I outstretch my arm in a kind of presentation Vanna White sort of way and say, "This?" And the crowd of listeners says, "Yes, let's look at that." Today it happens to be a can of beans. Humble, sure. Mighty, yes, also sure. Delicious, certainly. And I've got to say, I've never met a person who doesn't like a bean. So, it's just one of those things, isn't it? It's just a much loved, widely loved little thing. A bean and a can of beans. You can't go wrong with a can of beans. It's probably saved lives, you know? A can of beans has probably saved a life. You think it's ever ended a life, though? Could you kill someone with a can of beans chucked at someone's head? Probably. I don't know if it's ever happened. But death by a can of beans, that would be something else on a death certificate. Anyway, what updates do I have? I feel like it's been way longer than a week since I've recorded an episode. And that probably means that a lot has happened. I have been scraping the carpet fuzz off of concrete floor adhesive for what feels like a year, and I'm happy to do it because I know that the final result will be worth the effort. But I've got to say, it's not the best. I think I said last week, it's not great for your body or your mind. I said that about something, but I can't remember what. But scraping carpet fuzz off of concrete also isn't good for your body or maybe your mind. Actually, I was enjoying the scrapey sound, just melting into the repetitive scrapey sound I was making with my tool. But yeah, my hands hurt. My legs hurt, my knees hurt. I'm not complaining, it's just, I'm telling you what I'm going through. And also this, nothing wrong with complaining if you want to complain, that's fine. Email me at whatimlookingatpodcasts@gmail.com if you'd like to lodge a complaint with me. And maybe we can talk about it and resolve the complaint, or maybe I'll just sympathize with you. Who knows what will happen when you email me, but what I'm trying to say is I've been scraping this carpet off because I'm preparing the floors of the center and I'm getting very excited. The doors have been painted with my signage on the outside and now they need to be painted on the inside. And I'm ordering all sorts of stuff for the center. Some rugs arrived and a harmonium arrived. I'm going to be using the harmonium for some chanting, meditation type stuff in the center, and I'm really excited about that. And just generally sprucing things up, cleaning, painting, scraping, blood, sweat, and tears, and San Pellegrino on the side. Another thing I have to announce is that I am stopping my Patreon, because I love all my patrons, obviously, and they have helped me enormously throughout the years. And I only want them to have the best experience possible. And now my time is stretched ever more thin by my working at the center, working with Virtual Death Doula Network as a co-founder of that nonprofit, working at my waitressing job, and just trying to have a life of my own, going into the water and relaxing and things like that. So it's just, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough resources and value to add to Patreon anymore. So patrons, I've left you a note on patreon.com, and if you'd read it, comment. I'm leaving it up until the end of the month, but Patreon is no more. I'll still be doing what I'm looking at for the foreseeable future. But Patreon had to go. It caused me anxiety to not be able to provide what I know you're worth every month. And I've got to admit, a little weight has been lifted off of my shoulders now that I'm not worrying about trying to provide you with all the perks that you deserve. So who knows? Maybe one day it will come back. But for now, it's gone. It's going to be gone. And I'm sorry, but also you're welcome, because I want you to feel like you're getting what you are worth and your money's worth. So, beans, let's look at them. This is a classic can, and you've already seen from the description that, or the title rather, that this is a Heinz product. It's such a classic product because I think the label has probably been the same since about 1950. It's just one of those labels that looks classic and old and like it hasn't changed at all. And I respect that and I like it, because usually the old school, old style packaging is really simple to the point. It tells you what you're getting. It's got simple graphics and it's visually arresting on the shelf, and I just like it. Let's dive deep into our imagination and listen, if you'd like, to the words I'm saying and try to visualize a Heinz beans, baked beans can in your mind while I'm talking about it, and then perhaps later you can look up online what it looks like, and you'll be able to compare your mind's image to the image on the internet. Beans. It's in an aluminum can, and I expect that the top of the can is a modern change because it's one of those pull-up tab, peel-back cans, so you don't have to use a can opener. I love that. You know, quick bean access. Just quick, quick as can be, the beans are available to you. Even cold, if you want to eat them cold, that's not a crime. So, if you want to get your beans fast, pull the tab, rip it open, or if you want to do it slowly, that's an option as well. I really enjoy the sound of that opening up of the metallic lid. So there's a pull tab. There's also on the top here, I don't know what these are for. They must be have some kind of function, but there's some sort of, it looks like on water when you throw a stone in and the ripples go out. That's what it looks like. It's a circular ripples going out towards the edge of the can. And I don't know if that's just a design feature or if it's like a manufacturing thing, but the can has that on the top. It also kind of looks like a rice paddy. On the bottom, it says 07-2022 BVR1104D100. So these go bad apparently July of 2022, so about a year from now. But I don't think they'll go bad, even if you ate them after. Probably not until about 2050 these would go bad. So stock up. The label is probably the most loud statement on the shelf in your bean aisle. The color of the label, it's... Do you hear that fly? It's bright, bright, bright turquoise. What a bold choice Heinz made. It's also interesting because there's not a whole lot of bluey colors in food. And I read somewhere, someone told me once that it's actually a very off-putting color when paired with food. So it's interesting that they've used this blue turquoise color to put on their label. But it's very turquoise. I'm trying to think of a comparison. But if you just imagine a bright turquoise, a true turquoise color, that is what the label is. And on the front of the label is the Heinz emblem of the can. So I'm not actually sure if this emblem is something that all Heinz products have. I can't do that mental recall, but I'm gonna say it's a gravestone shape, but that's just the first thing that came to my mind. And it's not like an arch. Well, it is an arch, but it's got also some notches. So there's a line, and then a line to the right, and then another line up, and then an arch, and then a line down, diagonal left, to the right, and then down the rest of the way. So a slightly altered classic gravestone shape. It's a presentation. It's an emblem. It's a frame. It's Heinz. And it's outlined in a goldish, I don't think it's shiny, but it gives the impression of gold. It's a gold color, a mustardy color, and then another outline in white, and then the bulk of the emblem is in black, and the text is also white. So Heinz is spelled H-E-I-N-Z. It's in a sans serif font, but there's tiny little serifs, so maybe it's a semi-serif font, and it's slightly curved in an arch, but it's very slight, and it's bold. Under that, it says ESTD, so established 1869, and that's in that dark gold color, I'm sorry. And it's pretty small. The beans, and I've never noticed this before, that's what's great about looking at things. You learn about them, everything that you've looked over and haven't noticed. So I've never noticed. I bought these beans probably, I don't know, a lot of times in my life. And it's spelled B-E-A-N-Z, like Heinz. So Heinz beans with a Z. Those wacky Heinz people put a Z on beans. I'll let them off this time with that one. This is the same font as the Heinz, the semi-serif, and it's bigger than the Heinz logo. It's the same exact boldness, though. And below that, it says, in a rich tomato sauce or tomato, if you are, of the English persuasion, accent-wise. and a rich tomato sauce. And that is in, Heinz is in all caps, and so is Beans. And this in a rich tomato sauce is not in all caps. It's in lower caps, lowercase. Just the I for in is capitalized, and it's in a, I'm going to say it's a sans serif font. It's not the same font as the Heinz or Beans, but it's a plain, actually, it's serif. I don't know what I'm saying today about serifs. It's serifed. It's a lightly serifed font, and it's in white also. It's, you know, on par with a sort of Arial. It's bold, though. Then we have a ribbon, a very short ribbon. It's about 1 inch by not even half an inch. It's a thin ribbon with diagonal cuts on each side. You know how when you have a fancy ribbon and it's not cut on a diagonal, it's cut with a V. So like a bird's tail, like a sparrow tail or a fish tail at the end. And this ribbon is in gold, not because it's shiny, but because it's been shaded in a tricky way where some of it is catching the light of something. So it's a trick of the eye, a trick of the graphic. And it's in the gold color, a gold ribbon. And on the ribbon, it says, one of your five a day. And that's referring to the government's guidelines for how many fruits and vegetables you should have per day. So this is one of them, this beans. You can eat this and know that you're getting some nutrition, according to the government. And that's in black, did I say? And the number one is bold, and the of your is in all caps, a different font than the rich tomato sauce font. The five is also bold, and it says a day in the same font as of your. And it's got bullet points on either side, just framing it nicely. Here's where it gets saucy. So there's some beans, and it's an artistic rendering of the beans, and they're dripping down through the graphic emblem on the front here, the graphic gravestone shape, very cleverly behind the gold border, but in front of the white border, and of course a black background. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's 14 beans in a kind of pile, and like I said, dripping down. There's two drips, and part of it is dripping down over the gold border. And it's a truly beautiful sight, these beans. They're brown, and they're about half an inch long each. Oval, ovular, if that's a word. And looking good enough to eat. And under that, there's a circle in dark turquoise, and in the center it says 57. And I don't know if that's related to the ketchup, because I know that ketchup that's made by Heinz is called 57. I don't remember why. Maybe because it was invented in 1957, or not invented in 57, obviously, but maybe they came out with the ketchup in 57. And maybe they're using some Heinz 57 ketchup in these beans as a tomato sauce. So that's what's on the front of the can. Nothing else is getting in the way, but I'm going to rotate it slightly to the right. All right, we've got some nutritional markers here. Three are green, one is orange. And it says in black, per half of a can, 207 grams. And we've talked about these markers before. They are to give you a snapshot of the nutritional impact of this product. So there are five ovals divided in roughly in half. They kind of look like pills, and on one side they have either energy or fat or saturates, and on the other side it has a percentage of the amount that's in each. So let's go through them. The first one says energy, 8%, and that's 682 kJ, 162 kcal. Fat, 0.4 grams, 1%. Saturates, 0 g, less than 1%. Sugars, 9.8 grams, 11%. Salt, 1.2 grams, 21%. That's the one that's in orange, is the salt. Everything else apparently is within good guidelines nutritionally, as said by the government. Below that, in a plain black font, is, it says, of an adult's reference intake, typical values per 100 grams, energy 329 kJ/78 kcal. Then we have some icons over here in gold circles. The first one says high protein in white with a star and asterisk at the end. That's in all caps, sans serif writing. And inside of the golden circle, there's a barbell in white. And then we have one that says high fiber, spelled F-I-B-R-E. And the fiber emblem has a kind of wheat icon picture in there. And then the third one says low fat, and it's got an arrow pointing down inside of the golden circle. Underneath that, in a white font, it says Heinz baked beans and tomato sauce. And just a note, the beans now has an S and not a Z. E, 415 grams. And then we have a recycling icon. It says can recycle, metal widely recycled, which is always good. A little QR code and also a barcode. It says 5000157024671. Then we have a bunch of other stuff. Are you ready? Are you relaxed? We've got an image of the can, a can within a can. That is some metal can. A tomato is resting on top of the can. It's a yellow tomato, funnily enough. And the can actually doesn't have anything on the label. It's just plain black label. And then next to it is a bowl, and tomatoes are falling into the bowl. And it looks like a tomato is about to bounce off of the top of the can into the bowl, and it's splashing something out. I'm kind of a little bit perplexed by this illustration, but maybe if we read on, we will understand. Below this image, oh, there's also a fork next to the bowl. The bowl is white, by the way. The fork is black. And then there's a little bean on the side as well, on its back. And it's yellow. Oh, it's a bean in the bowl as well. All right, well, but below this image, in a sort of table, where the table would be, where the beans and the bowl and the fork and the bean, other bean is resting, it says, low sugar, gluten-free, vegan, no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. And that's in the same all caps, low, no sans serif, wow, font as the golden circle icons over there on the side. There's a heading, and it says, beans means Heinz. And they all have Z's. And this is in the, oh, it's in maybe the, no, it's in a different font. Yet again, kind of pointy font. It's in the gold color, though. And here we have the white font, lowercase, and it says, we could tell you that our beans are hard to beat, that they're brimming with deliciously rich, tomatoey flavor. But you already know that because you know what beans means. It means Heinz. All right, well, that didn't really give me that much more insight on the graphic illustration, but maybe it's just a fun little, I'm just not sure why it doesn't have the Heinz beans logo, like the actual can. It's just a blank emblem. So here we have the nutrition information, and this is all still on the turquoise background, of course. And all this text is white now. Nutrition, servings per can, 2. Typical values per 100 grams per half a can. And we went over some of this. Energy, 329 kJ per half can, 682 kJ. Fat, 0.2 grams, of which saturates 0.1 grams or less than. Carbohydrates, 12.5, of which sugars, 4.7. Fiber, 3.7 grams, or 7.7 grams per half can. Protein, 4.7 grams. Salt, 0.6 grams, or 1.2 grams per half can. The protein was 9.7 grams per half can. And then it says below, RI per serving, reference intake of an average adult. 8,400 kJ or 2,000 kcal. And then it says get in touch. Phone 0800-528-5757 or visit heinz.co.uk. Please quote code on the can end. So you're supposed to put the code in the on the can end when you're, I guess, visiting heinz.co.uk. Ingredients. Beans, 51%. They don't say what kind of beans, which is interesting. Tomatoes, 34%. Water, sugar, spirit vinegar, modified corn flour, salt, spice extracts, herb extract. Asterisk. Protein contributes to a growth in muscle mass. One of your 5 a day in half a can when eaten as part of a balanced diet. How to store. Empty unused contents into a suitable covered container. Keep refrigerated and use within 2 days. Best before end, see can end. How to cook. And it's got a little picture of a microwave with 2 buttons. And inside the microwave, it says 2.5 minutes. Microwave, 850 watt. Use a covered microwavable container. Heat for 1.5 minutes and stir. Heat for a further 1 minute. Hob, gently heat in pan. And then we have some addresses. In the UK, it's H.J. Heinz Foods UK Limited, London SE19SG, and in Ireland, it's H.J. Heinz Company Ireland Limited, Avoca Court, Blackrock County, Dublin. And we've made it through the Heinz Beans can. What a glorious can and a glorious product, and one that I look forward to enjoying with some, maybe some potatoes, some broccoli, I don't know, maybe some tofu in for extra protein. You never know what I'm going to get up to in the kitchen. Tonight I'm going to make sweet and sour tofu, which is one of my favorite recipes. It's with pineapple and bell pepper, and I'm going to put broccoli in there as well. Tofu, rice. Yeah, that's going to be good. All right, everybody, that's been what I'm looking at today. Until next time.